T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now on the line is Carl Calabrese, one of the experts we turn to whenever we want to talk politics. And Carl, thought we would have you on because I thought it was interesting yesterday. We're listening to Chuck Schumer talk about the president's stance on China, saying, hey, I agree more with Donald Trump than I ever did with Barack Obama or George W. Bush on China. Then we had on Mike Lomas, who's been a supporter of the president from day one, saying he is absolutely wrong with his stance on China and trade. What kind of, shockwaves is the president's stance on China sending through Washington and the country?
Politics makes for strange bedfellows, doesn't it? It always has and always will. Yeah, I mean, this is a very contentious issue that sometimes crosses party lines, depending on who you represent, what types of industries, what types of businesses. Some benefit, some get hurt. But that was quite a striking statement from Senator Schumer. And, you know, I think everybody needs to calm down a little bit. If you read Trump's book, The Art of the Deal, you know his style. We've seen him now for, you know, almost a year and a half and what his style is. I think Donald Trump is a disciple of the Michael Tyson school of negotiation. Remember, Michael Tyson used to say, every fighter has a plan until he gets hit in the face. Trump begins negotiations by hitting you in the face and getting you in a kind of a shock and awe, and then beginning his negotiations. He's always done it. He did it with NATO, right? He was going to pull out of NATO unless NATO countries paid more for their defense. Everybody started wringing their hands and gnashing their teeth. Well, we didn't pull out of NATO, but guess what happened? Countries are now paying more for their defense, less for America. Same thing with these negotiations. Already the talks have started between China and the United States behind the scenes to renegotiate some of these deals, and they're bad deals. I mean, look at what the Chinese do. They subsidize their products so they can be undersold in American markets, putting Americans out of jobs. And then what they do is, if you're an American company that wants to get into the Chinese market, they require you to team up with a Chinese company and turn over all your technology secrets, which they then use to expand their economy and their military. That's a bad deal, and that's what Trump is ultimately after, in getting those provisions out of our agreements with China. And by the way, both of those actions are against the World Trade Organization's rules, which China agreed to abide to when they were allowed to enter the World Trade Organization with President Bush.
Well, Carl, understanding then the art of the deal, do you think these tariffs are actually going to happen, or this is just talk?
No, I don't. I think China does not want a trade war. China has a lot more to lose with the United States than we have to lose with China in a trade war. I mean, they just look at the import and export numbers. They export a lot more to us than we to them. We have a huge trade deficit. So, I mean, they took the first step and retaliated in a small way. But already, Susan, talks are underway in Washington between the U.S. trade representative and the Chinese trade representative to try to get this thing resolved. If I had to bet, I would say this thing gets resolved because neither country wants a trade war. But Trump is Trump. He hits you in the face and then he begins negotiations.
There's not a trade war now, but there's certainly a lot of talk about a trade war. How focused should the president be on how disruptive that's been to the markets?
Well, I think the president is aware of it, but I think he's prepared to take a short-term hit with market volatility for a long-term gain. And remember, many of these industries that are hurt by these unfair Chinese practices are industries in those so-called blue wall states that he won and took away from the Democrats. And so you have to also put this in the political context. All of these proposals benefit industries and jobs and workers in the states like Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, those Midwest states that he's going to need, again, if he's going to be reelected president. So he's got that. He's speaking to his base. He's saying, I promised to help you when I ran for president. I'm doing it now. I'm going to produce results.
Well, do you think more and more people get him, get the president? I mean, he just got a 50% approval rating this week in a Rasmussen poll. I mean, what does that say in this climate?
He is moving up in the polls, not just the Rasmussen, which yesterday was up to 51, but the other polls as well. Over the last few months, he's moved up an average of 5 points when you take all of the polls together and average them out. So, yeah, there is this thought that maybe people are starting to get used to his style. Maybe they're beginning to understand that what he initially says needs to be taken with a grain of salt, that it's part of a long-term game that he plays in terms of negotiations, and that maybe he produces results. I mean, you have to ask the question. President Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama took a relatively, hands-off or soft approach to North Korea and their nuclear program. What did that strategy get them? Nothing. It got them a very aggressive and appears to be unstable North Korea. Donald Trump comes in and he starts talking about his button being bigger than North Korea's, and he calls him Little Rocket Man, and he talks about fire and fury. Well, guess who's coming to the negotiation table? My point is that he punched him in the face. And finally, maybe this thing is going to get on a path to resolution. Happen because of resolution and toughness. And that's what works in the world stage.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.